Hi, everyone. You're listening to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly podcast for the week of November 16th to the 23rd. I'm Megan Whalen, and as always, I'm joined each week by my co-host, Jeff Green.
Thanks, Megan. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to this week's show. Well, even though the temperature is beginning to drop, there are no signs of hibernation here at Memorial. We've got lots to tell you about, so let's get started.
Today on the show, we'll tell you how Memorial stacked up against other universities in the country in the Maclean's Magazine annual ranking.
Plus, T.A. Loeffler is setting off on another high-altitude expedition, this time with an International Award for Education under her belt.
Also, social work students at Memorial are challenging the university community to keep kids warm this winter.
And finally, as always, we've got our regular Week Ahead segment. We'll tell you about lots of interesting events happening on our campuses. But first, here's Megan with this week's top story.
The Critical Incident Response Plan at Memorial received a real-life test on Tuesday, November 13th. The incident occurred in the engineering building cafeteria, where a student was reported to be carrying a pellet gun on campus. Within 2.5 hours, RNC and campus enforcement officials apprehended the student. In consultation with the campus security team and the RNC, the university issued an alert to the St. John's campus with a description of the individual that was sent via email on the university's newsline service and was posted on the university's news website. They asked anyone seeing a person who fit that description to call the campus security line. The RNC indicated that the advisory was helpful in apprehending the suspect. At the time of his arrest, the student explained that he had brought the pellet gun to the university to use in a class project. His professor has since confirmed that the student was in class from 2 until 4. He said that the student had performed a take on a Monty Python comedy skit as part of a presentation in class, and he used the pellet gun as a prop. The student was released from custody later on Tuesday evening. No charges have been laid, but both RNC and university investigations are continuing. Ivan Muzechka is the Associate Director of Communications at Memorial. He said the response got a passing grade.
The university was very pleased with the response to the incident that happened the day before yesterday. I think that it was reported quickly by the students who witnessed the event. The Campus Enforcement and Patrol Office on the campus responded quickly to the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary, who arrived on the scene. An investigation was begun, and we located the student and ascertained that there was no threat to the campus.
Well, outgoing Memorial President Dr. Axel Meissen officially released his final President's Report this past week. On Thursday, November the 15th, he met with Education Minister Joan Burke to hand over a copy of the document. The 2006-2007 President's Report includes profiles of amazing students and outstanding faculty, innovative research, and stories of Memorial's contributions to the greater community. The report has been issued under the theme of Achievements and Transformations. The glossy covered 44-page publication includes a presidential message from Dr. Meissen. A summary of Memorial's strategic plan is also included. Dr. Meissen previewed parts of the new report during fall convocation in October. The report also includes a DVD with video segments drawn from the year's news, together with the complete information found on the website. The report can be played and the information viewed in a standard DVD player or on a PC equipped with DVD capability. This year's report is also available online at www.mun.ca/2007report.
Last week, Maclean's Magazine released its annual ranking of Canadian universities. In the report, Memorial University maintained its fifth-place standing in the comprehensive university category. Maclean's ranks post-secondary institutions in Canada each year on a range of factors in 6 broad categories. This year, comprehensive universities were ranked on 13 performance measures as opposed to the 23 indicators used previously. Memorial tied for fifth place with University of New Brunswick out of 11 universities in the comprehensive category. The university did particularly well in terms of library holdings per student, student-faculty ratio, and operating budget. In the same issue of Maclean's, Memorial's innovative Rant Like Rick marketing campaign received high status in a story on trends in student marketing. In the feature on university marketing, the magazine describes the campaign and compared it with similar campaigns of other universities across the country. President Dr. Axel Meissen said that the university is pleased with the unchanged ranking.
If you take all of the universities in the country, which number in excess of about 90, we are certainly in the top quarter. And that's a very good position for Memorial to be in. One has to recognize, though, that these Maclean's rankings are for the university as a whole and do not necessarily apply to individual programs. In Memorial's case, we have some programs that are probably number one or number two in the entire country and have been recognized as such.
He said that the university recognizes the improvements that need to be made and that once issues like residences and student services are addressed, Memorial's ranking is likely to improve.
Well, later this month, well-known Memorial professor and adventurer Dr. T.A. Loeffler will head to South America to climb the world's highest volcano. Her upcoming trek comes just weeks after she received the 2007 Carl Rung Creativity Award from the Association of Experimental Education. Dr. Loeffler was honored with the award earlier this month at an international conference for the association in Little Rock, Arkansas. The award is presented to an individual for outstanding commitment to experimental education principles through the design, creation, and production of experimental education resources. Dr. Loeffler is an award-winning faculty member of the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation, as well as being an experienced mountaineer who has climbed some of the world's highest peaks. Her next adventure takes her to the Argentina-Chile border, where she'll take on Ojos de Salado, Chile's highest mountain and the world's highest volcano. The massive peak in the Andes is a whopping 22,608 feet high. This upcoming trip has been named from the world's highest peak to the world's highest volcano by Dr. Loeffler, who had to turn back during a Mount Everest summit earlier this year due to sickness. Her expedition to South America should take about 3 weeks, returning her to Canada in December. And for more information about her adventure, visit her website, www.taloeffler.com.
Memorial is honoring some of its best next week at a special ceremony in the capital city. The 2007 President's Awards will be handed out on Tuesday, November 20th at the Flavarium. It's an opportunity to recognize the university's top researchers, teachers, exemplary employees, and employees who have shown outstanding services to the community. Dr. Axel Meisen and other senior administrators will present the awards. In total, 14 staff and faculty members will be honored. There will be awards for distinguished teaching, outstanding research, and exemplary service. Members of the university community will also receive the University Research Professor title. Plus, there is a new award for exceptional community service, and one member of the university community will be recognized for receiving the 3M National Teaching Fellowship this year. We'll tell you who made the cut next week right here on Studio 1024.
Social work students are asking for help from the entire university community in their attempts to keep kids warm this winter. Student volunteers from the School of Social Work have teamed up with VOCM Cares and the Canadian Red Cross to promote and collect items for the annual Coats for Kids program. It's the second year the school has been actively involved with the initiative. The program's aim is to collect gently used winter clothing, including hats, mitts, scarves, and coats for families who need a helping hand on cold winter days. Students have been busy collecting items from local schools and organizations and setting them up at the Royal Canadian Legion on Black Marsh Road in St. John's. That's where students will be several times during the month of November to distribute items to families free of charge. Fifth-year social work student and program coordinator Charlotte Courage says that many families depend on the campaign each year to keep their children warm throughout the winter months. Now she is challenging Memorial students, faculty, and staff to make even more donations to the program this fall. All donations can be dropped off at the School of Social Work, and the university community is being encouraged to spread the word to family and friends about the benefits of Coats for Kids. Volunteers will be on hand at the Legion on Black Marsh Road November the 17th, 19th, 21st, and 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. for anyone wishing to stop by and donate or pick up winter clothing. And for more information about this program, you can email Charlotte at ccourage@nl.rogers.com or call VOCM Cares at 579-2273.
And that was the news making headlines this week at Memorial. Let's turn now to our events calendar and find out what's happening in the week ahead.
Well, coming up on Sunday, November the 18th, is the Geomazing Race. As part of the Geography Awareness Week, the Memorial University Geographical Society will be hosting a variety of fun, geographically related challenges around the Munn campus and surrounding area. The fun gets underway at 12:30 in room 2025 of the Science Building.
You can celebrate winter and the upcoming Christmas season at the Munn Botanical Garden on Sunday, November 18th. There will be nature hikes at 10 and 1, followed by story time and nature crafts. This is a great event for young families. For more information, you can visit www.munn.ca/botgarden.
Canadian Blood Services is asking both Memorial University's St. John's campus and Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College students, faculty, and staff to come out for the blood donor clinic on Monday, November the 19th. At the St. John's campus, the clinic takes place between 10:30 and 4:30 in the third floor lounge of the University Center. Meanwhile, at Grenfell, the clinic will be held in the gymnasium between 12:30 and 4.
The off-campus housing office will be holding an information session on Tuesday, November 20th at 7 o'clock with Leonard Payton from the Residential Tenancies Division. He'll be answering questions on the Residential Tenancies Act. The event takes place in the Junior Common Room of Argajou Hall.
The Academic Advising Center will be conducting an information session to review admission requirements for the Faculty of Arts. The event takes place at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, November the 21st in room 2105 of the Science Building.
Students completing a major or minor in chemistry, physics, biology, or mathematics who are interested in a teaching career should attend an information session on Wednesday, November 21st. The Faculty of Education will be holding the session at 1 o'clock in room 3055 of the Chemistry Building.
Well, the Memorial Alumni Art Exhibit and Sale takes place on Thursday, November the 22nd. Exhibited artwork includes sketches, watercolors, oil paintings, and photographs. Purchases may be made in cash only. The event takes place at 7:30 in the RBC Atrium in the Faculty of Business.
And finally, the annual Technical Services Silent Auction takes place on Thursday, November 22nd. Between 10 and 3 in the Arts Atrium and the Health Sciences Main Lobby, you can bid on unique handcrafted Christmas gifts. You can view the items available at www.mun.ca/TS. Proceeds are in support of university scholarships.
And now that you're in the know about all the events happening at Memorial, it's about time for us to wrap up this week's edition of Studio 1024.
Thank you, as always, to CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for the generous weekly use of their studio space. Be sure to listen to some of CHMR's great programming by tuning your FM dial to 93.5 FM or surfing over to mun.ca/CHMR.
Thanks as well go out to our student reporter, Jillian Terry, for her assistance in the production of this week's podcast.
And you've been listening to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly podcast. Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications located in Room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building. Our producer is David Sorensen. Our executive producer is Ivan Muzechka.
And if you've got any questions or comments about this week's show, or if you have a story idea for future editions of Studio 1024, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
And if you're looking to listen to this week's show again later, or if you need to catch up on previous episodes of the show, be sure to visit our website. Just go to mun.ca and scroll to the bottom of the page. There you'll find a Studio 1024 podcast link. From there, you can access today's show as well as our archives.
Well, Megan, that just about does it for us here at Studio 1024 for another week. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Be sure to tune in again for another weekly dose of all the news and events happening at Memorial University.